Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Indy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Green Mayor candidate Jonathan Silenganavan is due to announce a new policy position which will increase rates for short-term accommodation to 1,000% that of longer-term rentals. The policy will lower the number of days from 60 to 45 before a property were to be subjected to the high rates, and will not apply to properties temporarily used on Airbnb. While residents travel, or bedroom rentals short-term while residents also live on-site. Silenganavan said, "Our goal here is to piss off and scare away investors who would rather make money for Airbnb than make housing available to local residents." University of Queensland research, however, found that short-term rentals were not a significant determinant of rental affordability statewide.
An Indigenous community in far north Queensland is using artificial intelligence to catalogue rock art. The rural town of Lura is surrounded by 10,000 rock art sites, and only 260 have been found in the last 10 years. A new app by Griffith University allows local rangers and school kids alike to save time by taking photos, tagging and cataloguing the images in a database. Images collected by the AI are owned by the community.
In national news, the world's largest science project, the Square Kilometre Array Observatory, has begun construction on a remote ship station in Western Australia. After decades of planning, the $3 billion telescope will comprise 130,000 antennas across 74 kilometres. The site was chosen because of its isolation from man-made facilities and activities. Construction is expected to take 5 to 6 years with the goal of mapping the first stars and galaxy in the universe.
The Productivity Commission claims that a decrease in productivity since the 1990s is costing the average Australian $25,000 a year, even though productivity growth remains higher than wage growth. Billionaire property developer Tim Gerner believes that a 40 to 50% increase in unemployment and immigration will boost productivity, which in his words has fallen due to worker arrogance. According to the Commission, boosting productivity far outweighs bridging the observed wage gap and, quote, productivity is the key to wage growth.
In international news, NASA released the findings into unidentified anomalous phenomena UAP for a year and found no evidence of having extraterrestrial origins. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the goal of NASA was to shift the conversation about UAP from sensationalism to science and be able to share the data with more transparency. Nicola Foss, Associate Administrator for the agency's Science Mission Directorate said, quoted, "While there are numerous eyewitness accounts and visuals associated with UAP, they are not consistent, they are not detailed, and they are not accurate observation." NASA says the study of UFO requires new scientific techniques, including advanced satellites on how unidentified flying objects appeared.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.